Sunday morning, guys. Hopefully the last one that we'll be sending out a podcast next Sunday. Lord willing, we'll be back in church, drawing strength one from another. We much to pray about. Do pray for all of our members. We could name every name, but just think about it where everybody sits. And lift them up before the Lord. Pray for them. Ask God to help them, strengthen them, watch over them. Pray for Angie and I and Grayson. Gabrielle, she works. Keep her safe. Keep yourself safe. Do the right thing and just be safe. Just be safe. If you have your Bibles, we're going to be looking in the book of Matthew, chapter number 6. Thought that was on my mind for the last little bit. Matthew 6, give you just a second. We'll start at the first of the chapter. It said, take heed that you do not your alms before men to be seen of them. Otherwise, ye have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. Therefore, when thou doest thine alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their own reward. But when thou doest alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this time. We thank you for this opportunity. Lord, we thank you for the privilege that we have to open your word. And Lord, we thank you for the goodness that you give us, Lord, as we study your word, how you open it up to us. And you teach us and we learn from it. And Lord, we just pray for the next little bit, we'll be able to teach your word here that God's people may be challenged. We thank you for all you do in Christ's name. Amen. On a thought that I was thinking, and also I'm reading a book that has to do with our service. And, you know, I got to thinking about how we serve the Lord. And most people serve the Lord only when serving the Lord can be noticed. Now, the Lord's trying to teach us something here. He said, take heed that you do not your alms, or your charitable deeds, or your act of kindness, or your act of love, or your generosity, how the Spirit of the Lord moves you to help or do something. It says, don't do them that men can see them. So many people, only thing they want to do is when they can be seen or the limelight can be seen. And we're so, especially America, we're so absorbed with being recognized for what we do, that our reward's already there. Now, the Lord's trying to teach us that we should just do it out of a pure heart. You know, the Lord, everything He did, everything our Savior did, He didn't do it for the self-glory or to bring honor to Himself. He always tried to glorify the Father. Now, in glorifying the Father, the Son was glorified. Even in His death, He tried to bring glory to the Father. He tried to offer up something for us that the Father would accept. And it's what He's trying to teach us here, that when we do our charitable givings and when we are moved to do something, make sure we do it out of a pure heart. We don't tell everybody and we don't broadcast it. We don't live our lives. And let's go on and look at that, because it gets even better. In verse number one, it says, take heed that you do not your alms before men to be seen of them. Otherwise, ye have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. And again, he's trying to teach you that it's better to let the Lord reward than it is man. He said, therefore, when thou doest thine alms. And I want you, if you underscore anything in your Bible, look at verse number two. He didn't say if you do, but he said when. When thou doest. A Christian ought to be doing the work of the Lord. You hear people say, well, I don't go to church. I don't do this or I don't do that, but I know the Lord's my Savior. If the Lord's truly your Savior, it'll move you to fellowship with God's people. It'll move you to do the things of the Lord. It'll move you to act like Christ. It'll move you to be, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. It'll move you to be prayerful. It'll move you to be drawn to the family of God. So when you do your alms, when you give, just do it in simplicity, as the book of Romans says. When you give, don't do it begrudgingly. Don't do it spitefully. Don't do it out of necessity. Do it out of simplicity, simpleness of heart. When you show mercy, show it with love and care and kindness. Don't show it because, oh, I'm showing mercy for the Lord's sake. Show mercy for your own sake so that the Lord may get glory in it. When you live happily. Oh, so many Christians are so bitter that you can't attract anybody with vinegar. No honey in their life at all. No salt in their life at all. Where they'll be desirable. They're not cheerful. They're not happy. They have no peace, and they have no joy. They have no, because what they do out of necessity to be seen in front of men. They don't do it with love. They don't do it with kindness. They don't do it with affection. They don't do it with brotherly love. They don't do it. They don't prefer others over themselves. There's no hope. There's no patience. There's no commitment to the Lord. Because guys, we know sometimes the road we walk with the Lord is not always a mountaintop experience. There is valleys in our Christian life. And as we live, we should live our life serving the Lord, good and bad, no matter what goes on. But when you serve the Lord, it's trying to teach you here. When thou doest thy alms, do not sound the trumpet. Don't tell everybody what you're getting ready to do. If you're fixing to do something, don't tell everybody. Don't make it. Don't publish it in the paper, or God forbid, nobody reads the paper anymore, but don't publish it on Facebook that you did a great deed. Your reward is there. It's over. Don't expect nothing of God. When you really want God's blessing on your life, just serve Him. And in simpleness of a heart, in simpleness of mind, and in out of the limelight of everybody, just do what is right. Do what is right when you're home. Do what is right when you're 100 miles away from home. Do what is right when nobody even knows you're a Christian. Do what's right. And it says, therefore, when thou doest thine alms, do not sound a trumpet before men as the hypocrites. If you'll look that word up, you'll really enjoy the meaning of that word. Hypocrite, an actor under assumed character. Oh my, so many that profess Christianity is no more than a hypocrite. They are just actors under the assumed character of a Christian. A true Christian has the heart of God in them. A true Christian has the mind of God in them. And he's trying to teach you. Don't do as the hypocrites do. What do? They ran to the synagogue to be seen of man. They ran to the synagogue to be exalted. They ran to the synagogue so that everybody could see them in their attire that made them look like they belonged in the synagogue. And if we don't watch, we'll label how somebody dresses, and we'll put a dress code on Christianity. And don't misunderstand me. You shouldn't look like the world. Be half dressed and half naked. You should be clothed and in your right mind. The maniac was, when he was lost and undone, he was naked, running to and fro. When he came to meet Jesus, we see him next clothed in his right mind, sitting at the feet of Christ. So God expects you to dress right and act right, but if we don't watch, we'll be like the hypocrites here. They put on their priestly attire and look like to draw attention to themselves so that they could be glorified of man. And they was posing as a character, an actor under an assumed character. So many people today do that, and they get in the streets and they talk about how great the Lord is, and then they do everything under the sun. They drink, do drugs, they chase women, they do everything that is ungodly, and yet they say, the Lord's my Savior, I'm living right at the foot of the cross. So be not like that. And the Lord's trying to teach you that here. He says, that they may have glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But now he's talking to us. But when thou doest thy charitable deeds, when thou serve, don't do like the ones who sounded out before men. Don't do like the hypocrites. Don't get in the street and proclaim it. But when thou doest charitable givings, alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth. It means just do it out of a pure, unexpected heart. See, if we don't watch, we'll do expecting to get done. We'll do expecting the Lord to give something back. When thou doest, just do it. Lord knows what you're doing. Lord knows how you act, and Lord knows how you give, and Lord knows how you're serving. When thou do it, just do it. Have just a pure heart, a heart that just loves the Lord and wants to be pleasing to Him. Do it like you did as a child when your dad or mom sent you to do something. You just wanted to do it so they'd say, man, you did a really good job. Man, that was nice. Just try to please your father. He says that thy alms or charitable giving may be in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret himself shall reward thee openly. I'd heap rather be blessed of the Lord than I would be exalted of man. I'd heap rather know that God knows what I did, and I did it out of just a Christian heart, than I would to do it and man say, boy, he's something else. Man, that Jimmy, he is just a good guy. I don't want to be a good guy. I want to be a steward. I don't want to be great among men. I want to be told, well done, thy good and faithful servant, when I see the Lord. I don't want to be exalted that I've arrived somewhere on this earth. But when I get to heaven, I want to say, you fought a good fight. You finished the course. It's about serving the Lord. It's about doing what's right in His eyes. It's about not worrying about getting the acknowledgement of man, but it's about serving out of a pure heart. I pray we all have that pure heart. If we don't, I pray we all start seeking how we can acquire that. I'm looking forward to seeing everybody next Sunday. Thank God we can get back to church. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this time. We thank you for the scriptures that has challenged our hearts. Lord, be with us. Keep us safe. Bless you, people. In Christ's name, amen.